We are the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay at home and lie around. And if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you we don't do anything. But I've never been to Britain, and I've never been to Denver, and I've never buried treasure in St. Louis or St. Paul, and I've never been to Moscow, and I've never been to Temple, and I've never been to Boston in the fall. 'Cause we're the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay at home. Do anything, and I never hoist the mainstay, and I never swam the blue deck, and I never veer starboard, 'cause I never sail at all,
and I never
owned a parrot, and I've never been to Boston in the fall, 'cause we're the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay at home and lie around, and if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you we don't do anything. Well, I've never plucked the rooster, and I'm not too good at ping pong, and I've never thrown my mashed potatoes up against the wall, and I've never kissed a chipmunk, and I've never gotten hit last, and I've never been to Boston in the fall.
Pirate Captain's Love, 2002. Who be this man, Reliant K? And why be they so full of contradictions?
We don't know what he did, but we're down with Captain Kidd. We don't wake up before lunch, but we all eat Captain Crunch. We don't smoke, we don't chew.
Sending out his pirate radio signal from high atop the QuickSilverScreen.com headquarters, your host, Tainted Air, proudly presents Walk the Plank, the bleeding edge of pirate radio.
By decree, according to martial law, the following statutes are temporarily amended. Right to assembly, suspended. Right to habeas corpus, suspended. Right to legal counsel, suspended. Right to verdict by a jury of peers, suspended. By decree, all persons found guilty of piracy, or aiding a person convicted of piracy, or associating with a person convicted of piracy, shall be sentenced to hang by the neck until death.
Sometime, what better place than here? What better time than now?
Speak of what a waste I am, and how we missed you. Listening to Walk the Plank, and my name is Taint. We got a special guest today on the show. Name is Wicked Dreams. Say hi, Wicked.
Hi, Wicked.
Ha ha ha. Douchebag. A little backstory here. Hold on. We've been actually recording the show now for about 2 hours. You won't get to hear any of that 2 hours for the fact that, we've tried to record the show several times today. Fuck Pamela, the recording software. It's right up there with the fucking cunt, being a fucking cunt, just like, Audacity. Am I right, Wicked?
You're exactly right, so we had to take desperate measures and use Google and find a better answer.
God, Google, it's synonymous. It's the exact same thing, God and Google. We found a really good program. Well, we didn't find it, sorry. Wicked found a really good program called PowerGrammo. For recording Skype conversations. It's free as long as you only want to record up to two people talking, which is perfect for this show because I don't plan on this being a party line. So, but how rude am I? How rude am I, Wicked? I'm fucking rude. Wicked Dreams, member of the QuicksilverScreen .com family, which you could also be a member too. All you need to do is go and sign up. And special guest on the show today. Very long day.
Special ed guest.
Special ed guest. I got mail. Yay!
Welcome to the show.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and start the show off right away. The song that you heard just a moment ago was "Under Oath, Writing on the Walls," and before that was a little Reliant K's "Pirates Who Don't Do Anything." Fun. You could thank Rocks for that. I think I'm about to hear a silencer. There it was. Apparently, I got the Quicksilver Screen chat running up in the background so I could hear, and by the way it was done, I'm pretty sure it was Hit Me that shot somebody. So, very interesting. Makes us feel like we're in junior high again sometimes. but we're going to go ahead and start it off. Wicked could probably tell you the song that's coming up next, but I'll go ahead and do it. It's MC Lars, Hot Topic is Not Punk Rock. Enjoy.
MC Lars is more punk than you.
It's not punk rock. Hot Topic.
Actually, totally give me nightmares. Remember those Kool-Aid commercials? Where that big talking bowl of punch, he would come crashing through your fucking wall in your living room. You wouldn't even know he'd just,
oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Right? And the little kids were all excited, yes, yes. And then they would drink out of him after debris fell in his open, dumb head. He would pour himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Him and his crazy tights. I don't like that. I don't like where juice wears tights. It's a horrible combination, a bowl of juice wearing tights. Fuck drinking out of him. If that was me, I'd be like, no, no, no. You fix that wall before my dad gets home from work. He's going to beat me with a belt. He's not going to believe a talking bowl of fruit punch came in here. You stupid idiot. Yeah, coming through the wall is real fucking cool. Using the front door is cool. Don't touch me, you drink. Don't touch me, you giant beverage. You are sweating or condensating. I will kick you in the tights and you will go down. You're very top heavy. You glass bitch. You glass bastard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Naughty, naughty Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah? No. No. Oh, yeah? No.
Plank, you just heard Boy Sets Fires Last Year at Nest, and before that, Wilhelm Screams, God's a Liar. That's not my opinion. It's some people may think God is the liar. I think God is the Easter Bunny. What's your view on that, Wicked?
I think he lies because he said he was going to respect me in the morning, and he didn't, so.
He never called, did he?
He never called back.
Fucking A.
he left me a 20 spot and a note that said I had a really good time.
It's always the guys with the long hair and the beards.
It's always.
Wrapped in leather, wearing sandals, looking like a biker dude. Well, a bit of good news. As you all know, this is recording. I don't know why I said that. But, yeah. Again, wait for the silencer. I guess it was just for a warning. Oh, there it was.
There it goes.
The only people who are going to get that little joke right there are people who grace the Quicksilver Screen chat room, which you should do. Wicked does it. Right, Wicked?
Oh, I'm always in there.
Yeah, Wicked's always in there. I'm always in there. Hit me. That was a new one. Acoustic Electric, also known as AC, he's in there from time to time. Stand by 1 second here. Let me see. And also a great tip, if you're ever in the Quicksilver Screen chat room, if you click on Options and you go down to Room Audio and you click it, you won't hear... Oh, damn you, Wicked. That was you sending that artillery sound. Can't be doing that.
Oh, I was just bombing the room.
Yeah, you're just bombing the room when I'm sitting here freaking out over people. Well, I disabled the audio, so I won't hear it anymore. But, we got a great show for you. We got a little bit of Hit Me With The Rocks' News You Can Lose coming up pretty soon at the next break. And some great music. Kicking this off is a song that Wicked actually requested. You want to go ahead and give the intro for the song?
Yeah, let's do it. It's Black Label Society, Stillborn, featuring Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes, it is. Enjoy it.
Still born. verbrennt. Ich werf ein Licht in mein Gesicht, mein heißer Schrei.
Welcome to News You Can Lose on Walk the Plank. First up today, we have the MPAA and its political donations. Over the last month or two, we have seen congressional investigations started and bills proposed to deal with file sharing. Not surprisingly, these politicians received a fair amount of money from the RIAA and the MPAA. This should come as no surprise that these politicians are for hire. What politician isn't? Some of your more noticeable names, we have Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Dianne Feinstein, Trent Lott, and Teddy Stevens. Let's all try and remember to put these politicians on our Christmas card list this year. In other pirating news, and this one's a real shocker, the MPAA and others call for new anti-piracy laws. MPAA head Dan Glickman and others recently gathered in Washington to unveil a six-point program that, if enacted, would amount to a major realignment of federal law enforcement efforts. He says that intellectual property crime costs well over $100 billion a year compared to $16 billion for theft, fraud, burglary, and bank robbing combined. Some of the points include strengthening enforcement of counterfeiting laws, increasing penalties for trafficking in counterfeit and pirated goods, improving federal coordination of IP enforcement efforts. The group also wants the creation of a new IP enforcement coordinator within the White House. All pirates beware. Pirate smart, pirate often. This has been Hit Me with the Rock with News You Can Lose for Tainted Air and Walk the Plank. Good night.
Welcome back. That little informative bit that you just heard there was the always lovely, always charming Hit Me with a Rock with News That You Can Lose. Before that, we had a little bit of Circus Survive, Act Appalled, and some Black Label Society, as Wicked Foremost mentioned. This is a very interesting bit that Hit Me did on the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. It's kind of scary bit. It's a little Gestapo, if I can freely say. I guess I need Wicked's permission on that.
Oh, yeah, very freely. I think you hit the nail right on the head with it.
Yes, hit the nail on the head. But it's pretty scary stuff right now that we're looking at, especially us pirates in America, with the MPAA and the IRAA, which I'm not going to break those down for you because I can't spell half the words that are in those abbreviations. But what they're doing, they're lobbying, which means giving large sums of money to prominent politicians so they can vote the way that these recording industries and lobbying groups, if you will, that work for the recording industries want things to go, which is leading in the time of high fines and high jail time for us pirates. What's your views on that, Wicked?
Well, my view on the whole thing is it's all pretty ridiculous. I mean, they're pretty much declaring martial law on anybody that they deem is pretty much robbing their wallets, which I might say are pretty fat right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like they're losing money. Well, they're losing money, but it's not like they're losing massive amounts of money by me uploading a movie for my friends to watch online or my friends to download off online. You know, I think you brought up a very good point earlier when we were talking about the whole DVD friends coming over and watching thing. I mean, if you want to go a little bit deeper into that whole situation, I mean, you can explain it a lot better than I can.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, if I was to go to Walmart and spend my 15 or 20 bucks or whatever on the DVD and bring it back to the house and invite 10 of my friends over to watch it to have some beer nachos, I mean, are they going to come over to my house and fine me and offer me jail time for letting these other 10 people watch it when they didn't pay for it. And that's pretty much what we're doing when we upload to sites like Stage 6 or VO or Dailymotion or whatever flavor you prefer. We're just uploading to let our friends watch it.
Exactly. And, yeah. Carry on. I don't want to stop you. You're hot.
Yeah,
right
just
now.
I get on a rant sometimes. All we're doing is sharing it. I mean, we're not making a single dime off of this, so we're really not costing them any money other than DVD sales. And 9 times out of 10, if somebody likes a movie they watch online, they will go buy the movie.
Yeah, because
just so they can watch it on TV, because not everybody has the proficiency to burn a good quality movie to watch on their TV. So they're just going to save a lot of headache and go buy it if they like it.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I'll throw myself out there. I uploaded from my own personal collection the entire Bruce Campbell series with Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and The Army of Darkness. Now, the thing is that when I uploaded that, I didn't upload all the special features, which there's hours and hours of, you know. But I personally would not be happy with just the movies myself, being such a big Bruce Campbell fan. I want the special features. I want the making of. I want the Evil Dead Girls booklet that came with it. You know, this is the shit that I want, you know. And a lot of movie fans out there, I know you personally too, also. I mean, the special features is why you buy a DVD.
Yeah, because you want to see what was going on behind the scenes, or even like the directors and actors' commentaries while you're watching his DVD. I mean, that those are great.
Yeah, that's why you have things like the Tolkien series with the whole Lord of the Rings, and it having like 36 hours of special features for all three discs. I mean, that wasn't because there's nobody out there that wants to watch that. Shit, I watched all the special features for all the Lords of the Rings movies. Sue thinks I'm fucking crazy for that shit, but I mean, it's just me personally. I love the way films are made, and I love to learn how they were made. I love to look into the movie magic itself.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I caught when I wasn't single, I caught a lot of heat because I have all three of the Lord of the Rings 4-disc box sets, and I watched all 4 discs out of all 3 box back to back. So,
Exactly. We're not honestly doing anything wrong. There's some people who may be naysayers and be all blah, 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 you know, saying that we're technically stealing. Well, technically, yeah, I guess you'd say we're stealing, but you know what? If you go ahead and you take that fucking DVD you bought from Best Buy or Walmart or Kmart or the fucking EB Games, where, in fact, EB Games is copyright infringing for the fact that they're buying used games and reselling them, then if you think about it, that would be almost like bootlegging. I'm not too sure exactly how it would work. But if you bought a movie from there and you lent it to a friend, then they can watch the movie, or they can even copy the movie. Then is that illegal? Well, under the DMCA, it seems like it is, because you don't even have to commit copyright infringement for it to be against the law. You know, and that's just one thing that just scares the shit out of me.
And that's what they're proposing to push through. And like you said, it's like a total Gestapo move.
Exactly. And the thing is that we have the voice, but nobody uses it. Nobody uses it.
One person can't make a change. I mean, the old saying, you know, the squeaky wheel gets all the grease. Well, one person is not going to squeak as loud as many people. And the problem is, many people are too afraid to say anything because they're scared of the government, because the government is taking money from these companies.
Yeah, but the thing is that what we're not realizing as a society is that we need to be active out there. We don't need to be scared of the government. The government should fear us. You know, it's. I know it sounds a little cheesy, and I know it sounds like something from V from Vendetta, you know, but it's the damn truth. You know, a government should not instill fear in its people. If this government instills fear in its people enough that keeps us from talking out about things that are bad for us, that we don't like, then our government's no better than the Iraqi government before the Iraq War. Or no better than post-Maoist communist China.
I completely agree with you. As a matter of fact, I'll even go out on a limb and go as far to say as the whole Christian group movement now. I mean, that's the new Taliban, dude. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing as the Taliban without the beards.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you have it where it comes to a society that is ran by a strict moral majority, like with how everything's gone, where it's taking the Ten Commandments from the Bible and multiplying them tenfold and saying, this is how it's going to be. Thou shalt not steal. For the fact that I steal music or I steal movies or I steal software or whatnot, that I deserve to spend anywhere between 5 to 15 years for each count of piracy. Not the actual definition of piracy, mind you. Not the actual definition of breaking a copyright, which is to, you know, use something that's copywritten to make money. No, it's for the fact of uploading something for the enjoyment of my friends and family.
Yeah. Exactly, and you know they're already raping us with the prices on these things, because if you go buy any like full TV series on DVD, you're paying anywhere between $25 and $100, depending on how many seasons are in it or how hot in demand the TV series is. Because I know personally for me, anything that I upload is normally stuff that I go Friday after work when I get paid to Best Buy or Walmart, and I buy it myself and I bring it home and I share it with my friends. I mean, so they've already made money off of it. I mean, it's just cut dry. They're making their money.
I mean, this is coming down to the whole fact that if you want to actually say copyright law, if you want to say you're going to bust everybody who's pirating, you know what? You should just go ahead and nitpick your way down to the woman who uses the old sauce jars for like your tomato sauce, and uses it to make pickles to sell at the farmer's market, because that jar is copyrighted. That jar is trademarked for that brand. It even has their stamp at the bottom, but she's using it to make pickles to sell at the farmer's market. If you want to break it down like that, then let's go ahead and tackle your grandmother who does that, or let's go ahead and attack every single person who ever kind of broke any kind of copyright infringement, which is going to be kind of hard, because if you think about it, you know, I don't think Bush has never lent out a CD. You know, does that mean that, say, I own a CD, and you said, hey, can I borrow that CD? Do I have to start saying no, man? Because if I let you borrow that CD, that's breaking the law. I mean, are we going to get that?
I'm pretty sure our great illustrious lead has borrowed a few CDs in his day, too.
Yeah. And a couple of zones of coke. And,
oh, yeah.
But,
hey, we're going to start snorting this coke here, right?
What we're going to do? So we're going to do this.
What a creepy laugh that guy's got.
Yeah, he's a strange little monkey, man. But, enough about Bush. I don't even think he can spell copyright. So it doesn't really fucking matter. All right. The thing is that this is Congress pushing this through. These are the two-faced bastards that will tell you one thing to your face when they're campaigning to be elected in office, and then turn around and say something else. They'll feed you what you want to hear, and then they'll silently pass bills that basically put you in handcuffs. And us as pirates, we need to know this. I mean, we're the people who are on fucking online all day. Dude, outside of work, I sit here. I look at this fucking 20-inch monitor for like 16 hours, and that's my day. I might leave, go eat something, go shopping, take a shit, shower. I don't shave on my days off. I see that's pointless. And go outside to smoke a cigarette or two. But, I mean, honestly, though, I mean, this is what I do. And there's several people out there just like me. I know you, Wicked, you're probably along the same lines as that. I know Hit Me, he ain't got shit to do. You know? I mean, there's a lot of people out there. If I could name, like, five people off the top of my head, I know there's got to be thousands out there. You know, we just got to realize as a people that we're not going to be pushed to the limits.
What they're trying to push through is not feasible, because if they go after everybody to the letter of the law they're trying to write, then they're going to have to build a jail every 5 miles just to house everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be escape from New York.
Yeah,
it's what we're allowing
the government to do is basically say, we get to make, and I know this sounds kind of stupid, but it says, we get to make the rules, and we get to enforce them how we want. And
you're right. You hit on a very good point. You say we're allowing that because we are allowing that because we're not speaking up to our government. Because we elected these officials to lead us, but we're not actually doing a democratic thing here. We elect them, and they just do whatever the hell they want, and we're not doing a damn thing about it. Not one thing.
Yeah, and I know, and I mean, look at France. Dude, if their government fucks up one little piece and they don't like it, they fucking revolt. They take it to the streets. And the United States won't do that. And we're supposed to be the greatest nation, freedom of speech, land of opportunity. It's not becoming that. I've read somewhere that sociologists and whatever other fucking people that mess with statistics about society, whatever, right? I don't
right.
know. But I read it that they're saying that they don't think the United States has 50 more years left in it because of the way everything's going. I mean, if after World War II that Germany was so big and powerful that it had to be split up in parts, you know, and punished, a country punished for its government's actions, what makes the United States think that it's so great that that's not going to happen to them? I mean, China has nuclear weapons that have the capability of reaching the United States and not just the shores, but into, you know, the Midwest. You know, we're pissing off countries that have been allies for years. We were talking about the British. We're fucking talking about the Germans. We're talking about Russia. You know, we're just right now just fucking pissed off Russia. Russia's saying that we sold them some shit that's fucked up. You know, this sounds like a drug deal gone bad. It's going to lead right to the Cold War, you know, all over again. I mean, we need to start realizing that, you know, the one thing that we need is we need our people happy. And, you know, so what if somebody shares a movie or two? So what if I sit there and I download a piece of software and crack it? You know, who gives Adobe the fucking right to sell something for $800? It's basically just Microsoft Paint on crack.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way I'm looking at it. These movies, for me to go to the movie theater, like when I get out of work and I go at like prime time hours, it's going to cost me like $9.50, $10, and then $4 for a pop, and then, you know, $5 for a popcorn or whatnot. You know, it's fucking expensive.
And even then, you don't know if you're going to like the movie or not. So then you just went out and shucked out all that money, which I might add the movie industry gets for you watching that movie, and you didn't like it. So there's no refunds at a movie theater. If you didn't like the movie, they won't give you your money back. They won't give you a free pass for another movie. They'll just say,
well, Miami Vice in theaters. If I had something like Quicksilver Screen at that time, I would have never, ever, ever, ever wasted my time.
Exactly, which brings us to a point we had discussed earlier. I mean, I'll give a perfect example.
Excuse me.
28 weeks later. Now, I was a big fan of the first movie, 28 days later. But, you know, a lot of times sequels fall way short of the original.
Spider-Man
3. I didn't know if I was going to like it. So, you know, when somebody posted it, I watched it. I liked it. I went to the movie theater to see it. So they got my money.
Yeah,
My money.
Like I was telling you other Wicked earlier, Pirates of the Caribbean 3, I plan on seeing that when Sue gets here. You know, she's going to be down here on the 28th. I plan on seeing that shortly after she gets here. I've watched that movie twice online. It's not going to keep me from going out and pay $12 plus whatever it costs for Sue to get in. You know, also, well, of course, she's not like fucking five, so it's going to cost her the same amount. But
yeah.
You know what I'm saying. You know, and then when it comes out on DVD, I'm probably going to fucking buy it on DVD. Just like I'm going to get, just like the rest of the Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, it's things like that. It works for me. It just, I'm going to do that. But you know what? I don't like having to go out to the theater right away. And there's 90% of the movies out there I wouldn't pay to see.
And there's a lot of garbage being put out. And if you go to quicksilverscreen.com and you watch any number of these movies you think you might like, you may find out you didn't like them. And then that'll save you some money. I mean, I'm all for watching shit for free. I don't blame anybody. If there's a $10 bill laying on the ground and you pick it up and it belongs to somebody else and they aren't watching it, then hey, they left it out there, which is the same thing. Somebody left a link on a website, you got to watch it.
Yeah, that's exactly the way it is. I mean, it comes down to this, like what I was explaining earlier. I mean, I paid for the movies that I uploaded. You paid for all the TV series and everything that you uploaded. I mean, it's not like this was never paid for to begin with. And it's not like I don't know how to explain this. It just flabbergasted me. Yes, I said flabbergasted. But, I mean, it comes down to, like, we're being attacked for providing a service to people who provided the same service to us. And nobody gets paid. Nobody's making money off of this. You think the people that administrate Quicksilver Screen are making money off this? I can honestly tell you, no.
Not one dime.
These people have real jobs. They make enough money from the ads to keep the site going. And guess what? Norton just blocked another attempt to attack my computer. Stop hacking me, people. Jesus Christ. See, that's one thing. I'm just getting hacked. The government's hacking me now.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of our podcast. We're telling the truth, and they don't want to hear it.
Exactly. But, yeah, that's enough of that. Just if you want to read up on any of this stuff, I'm going to go ahead and drop it in the show notes, links to information on the Digital Media Copyright Act and also the Pirate Act of 2004. It's hard to find a lot of information on the Pirate Act of 2004, and you have to be able to read bills because there's not much published on it for the fact that it's still sitting in the House. But if you're willing to read through pages and pages of Cliff Notes, there's a lot of it online. So definitely check that out. It's really informative to all you pirates out there and all you people that just even want to watch movies, because now it looks like you could probably get in trouble for it. I don't know. People who lend DVDs to their friends, you know, or whatever. It's depressing, and it's aggravating, and I don't like having to worry about this, but I hate getting emails from Stage 6 telling me they're removing my movie because of this. You know.
Yeah, I got my cherry popped last week with two letters in the same week. So
yeah, and I got mine the other day with one, and at least it wasn't a very good one that I uploaded. It was some obscure old Sony Chiba movie, so about witches having sex with demons and ninja princesses with three heads and shit. So. Actually, now it sounds like a pretty damn good movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got my interest peaked up now.
Yeah, but, yeah. While we have a second here, Wicked, you have some really great channels going on Stage 6. You want to go ahead and talk about them?
Yeah, actually, I've got, right now, I have some completed channels. My completed channels are Space Above and Beyond. Excellent, excellent sci-fi show that Fox totally dropped the ball on. I've got all 23 episodes uploaded on Stage 6. You can do a search by the channel or my name. My name is Wicked Dreams on there as well. I have the entire animated Dungeons & Dragons series from the 80s. I have all of those uploaded to include the unaired episode. It was never animated, but I've uploaded it presented as like a radio-style broadcast. And I'm halfway through a Planet of the Apes channel. I've got the animated series uploaded. I'm going to be working on the live-action TV series this week. And then after that, I've got V the series and Buck Rogers in the 25th Century planned out.
Nice. Nice. I got distracted. I'm sorry. I was in chat. I was reading yeah. Yeah, Lisa's away message says, Lisa says, let me go ahead and read this for you. Being a man for 48 hours so I can get a better idea how to get hit me in the sack.
All she's got to do is ask him.
Yeah, and it's just waiting on Lisa to figure out. She just asked. It means. just has to ask. No, I'm sorry. It's hit me's away messages. Waiting on Lisa to figure out. She just has to ask.
Did I call that or what?
Oh yeah, hit me's an easy whore.
Yeah, all he rewards right. himself out nicely.
We're going to get back to some music right now. We probably bored the shit out of you. So enjoy. We're up next. We got some Sage Francis, makeshift patriot.
Frank, what's up, man? Life is some bullshit. On the news. Of course. Reported.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half-mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half-mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half-mast. It's the makeshift, the patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself.
Via live telecast.
Coming live from my own funeral. Beautiful weather offered a nice shine, which is suitable for a full view of a forever altered skyline. And when times like these arise, I freestyle biased opinions every other sentence. Journalist ethics slip when I pass them off as objective.
Don't give me that ethical ish.
I've got exclusive explicit images to present to impressionable American kids, and it's time to show this world
how big our edifice is.
That's exactly what they attack when a typically dark-skinned Disney villain used civilians against civilians and charged the Trojan horses into our building.
Using commercial aviation as instruments of destruction.
Pregnant women couldn't protect their children. Wheelchairs were stairway obstructions. Now I have to backpedal from the shower of glass and metal, wondering how after it settles we'll find who provided power to radical rebels. The melting pot seems to be calling the kettle black when it boils over, but only on our own soil. So the little boy holds a toy soldier and waits for the suit and tie to come home. We won't wait till he's older before we destroy hopes for a colder war to end.
I get a close up of his head.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
How does my hair look?
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
Run that tape back.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
It looks just like a movie.
It's the makeshift, the patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself
while the stock markets crash.
The city is covered in inches of muck. I see some other pictures of victims are up. Grieving mothers are thinking their children are stuck. Leaping lovers are making decisions to jump
while holding hands
to escape the brutal heat, sometimes in groups of three. The fallout goes far beyond the toxic clouds where people look like debris. But all they saw after all was said beyond the talking heads was the bloody dust with legs looking like the walking dead calling for meds. But all the hospitals are overwhelmed. Volunteers need to go the hell home. Moments of silence for firefighters were interrupted by cell phones. Who's gonna make that call to increase an unknown death toll? The one we rally behind. He's got a megaphone and he's promising to make heads roll. We cheer him on, but asbestos is affecting our breath control. The less that we know, the more they fabricate, the easier it is to sell souls.
There is a new price on freedom, so buy into it while supplies last. Changes need to be made. No more curbside baggage. 7 p.m. curfew. Racial profiling will continue with less bitching. We've unified over who to kill. So until I find more relevant scripture to quote, remember, our God is bigger, stronger, smarter, and much wealthier. So wave those flags with pride, especially the white part.
We're selling addictive 24-hour candlelight vigils and TVs. Freedom will be defended at the cost of civil liberties. The viewers are glued to television screens, stuck, cause lots of things seem too sick. I use opportunities to pluck heartstrings for theme music. I show you which culture to pump your fist at, yeah. Which foot is right to kiss. We don't really know who the culprit is yet, nah. But he looks like this. We know who the heroes are, they're not the xenophobes who act hard. We taught that dog to squat, how dare he do that ish in our own backyard. They happen to scar our financial state and chart our landscape. Can you count how many times so far I ran back the same damn tape? While the cameraman creates news and shoves it down our throats on the West Bank with a 10-second clip put on constant loop to provoke U.S. angst. So get your tanks and load your guns and hold your sons in a family huddle, cause even if we win this tug of war and even the score humanity struggles, there's a desperate need of blood for what's been uncovered under the rubble. Some of them dug for answers in the mess, but the rest were looking for trouble.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. It's the makeshift, the patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself.
Don't wave your rights with your flag.
fuck you motherfuckers. It's my movie. I can upload it if I want.
bad parts in, the bad parts in. But when we were made, we were set apart. But life is a test and I get bad marks. Now some saint got the job of writing down my sins. The storm is coming, the storm is coming, yeah! Say I'm still the king. Now the storm is coming. The storm is coming.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back, guys. You just heard Brand New's DeGrosser. Before that was Devil in God's Country by Lamb of God. And a special guest, Paul Lynn, went in to speak his little piece on the whole uploading thing was Dr. Stephen Hawkins.
Apparently, we love him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And apparently... you better let him upload his fucking movies. I mean, he sounded a little bit pissed off, and he will run over your big toe.
Yeah, he's dangerous with that wheelchair.
Yeah, he's a madman. All right, well, that's about all the show we got for you. I would like to say thank you, Wicked, for putting up with the recording problems.
Well, that's all right. Thank you for having me on the show. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was fun having you on the show 3 times today. And only getting to record one of them. Sorry if the show seemed a little out of balance. It was because plainly we were fucking tired of doing this show over and over and over again. So, but it was really fun, and you're welcome back anytime, Wicked.
So, I'd love to come back anytime you want to have me.
Anytime, man. But yeah. I'm going to go ahead and drop the links to all of Wicked's channels on Stage 6 in the show notes. We'll also go ahead and drop a link to the nice ripping program that Wicked found out about recently. What's the name of that again?
It's called Fair Use Wizard. It's completely free.
It's completely free. Free is what we like. That doesn't mean that it's free like we have to crack it. It means it's fucking free. So, well, that's all the show we got for you today. Last thing we're going to do is wrap it up. We're going to play a little Boys Night Out, The Anatomy of the Journey. What's that little thing we say at the end of the show, Wicked? I completely forgot.
I believe it goes something like, if you don't like free shit, get the fuck out.
Exactly.